From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Making good on his promise to pursue a comprehensive energy strategy, President Obama has announced plans to expand offshore oil drilling off the East Coast. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama says he didn't make the decision to allow more offshore drilling lightly. That decision has already angered some environmental groups. But Mr. Obama says new technologies will help to limit the impact of drilling, and the most sensitive areas will still be off limits. He said additional domestic oil production is just one part of a broader energy strategy.
We are going to need to harness traditional sources of fuel, even as we ramp up production of new sources of renewable homegrown energy.
The president's also taken steps to promote nuclear power by embracing proposals usually put forward by Republicans. He hopes to win some bipartisan support for an energy bill that would also limit greenhouse gases. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
A federal judge has ruled government investigators illegally wiretapped phone conversations between members of an Islamic charity and two lawyers. U.S. District Judge Vaughn Walker ruled the investigators needed a search warrant to eavesdrop electronically on the now-defunct Al-Haramain organization. The judge says Congress created a system to allow agents to spy on phone conversations if they got permission from a secret federal court, but the agents didn't do that. Emergency management officials in Massachusetts are watching rivers in the state as the second major storm this month subsides. Some rivers won't crest until late tonight or tomorrow, as Philip Martin of member station WGBH reports.
A record amount of rain for the month of March has put a lot of strain on the 19th century Moody Street Dam. Over the past 2 weeks, the Charles River rose a foot above the previous highest level, cresting at about 7.5 feet. That's a lot of water, with about 33,000 gallons pouring through the structure per second. That has put considerable pressure on both the dam and on residents who live near it. Some of the water seeped into a nearby apartment complex. Concerned that another major storm would push the overflow into the danger zone, workers with the Department of Conservation and Recreation 2 weeks ago were forced to literally get into the water to loosen up logs and other debris that might impede the flow. Emergency crews remain on standby alert until the storm is absolutely over. For NPR News, I'm Philip Martin in Waltham, Massachusetts.
Rhode Islanders have been hard hit by flooding. Governor Don Carcieri says it's the worst in 100 years. All state residents are being asked to conserve water and electricity. That's because Rhode Island sewage treatment plants and power substations have been flooded. Hundreds of people have been stranded. Others are in shelters because they've been evacuated. On Wall Street just before the close, the Dow Jones Industrials were down 51 points at 10,855. The Nasdaq is down 11 points. It was at 2398. You're listening to NPR. In southern Afghanistan, a bomb blast has killed 13 people and wounded dozens more, including a child and a police officer. There's been no immediate claim of responsibility. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson reports from Kabul.
Officials say the bomb was hidden on a bicycle in the southern province of Helmand. It exploded near a crowd of people who had gathered to collect free seeds provided by the British government. Such giveaways are aimed at encouraging Afghan farmers not to plant opium poppy. Some Afghan officials say they believe drug dealers trying to stop farmers from giving up their opium crops were behind the attack. The opium and heroin trade in Afghanistan earns them billions of dollars and helps fund the Taliban. Meanwhile, in Kabul, U.S. Admiral Mike Mullen, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, told reporters that about half of the 30,000 additional U.S. troops being sent to Afghanistan have not yet arrived. Most of those will be sent to Kandahar, where the U.S. and NATO are planning a major Taliban clearing operation this summer. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.
A militant leader from Chechnya is claiming responsibility for the suicide bombings Monday on Moscow's subway system. Doku Umarov is the leader of an Islamist militant group based in Chechnya. He says the subway attacks are in revenge for the murder of Chechen civilians by Russian troops. Separately, a suicide bomber killed at least 12 police officers in the Russian province of Dagestan today. The Pentagon reports a U.S. Navy aircraft crashed in the North Arabian Sea today and a crew member is still missing. Three others were rescued. The aircraft was operating from the USS Eisenhower. The Defense Department says the crash was a mishap. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.